little story to tell you about a girl from Manhattan, New York. Last night we had a lot of people from New York in here. I don't know, are there any New York people out there this evening? Bonita's now in New York, right? That's right. Gather around, I've got a story to tell about a Manhattan lady that I know very well. She lives at 5 Riverside, her name is Shirley DeVore. She traveled round the world to meet the guy next door. Well, there was trouble inside apartment 29E, 'cause Shirley's mother and dad were as upset as can be. They said, "We hate to complain, dear, and we don't like to grouse, but you're nearly 32, you should get out of the house. You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them ting-a-ling. You gotta ring them bells." She's got it. Well, Shirley was 31, which she was loath to admit, and she had never been loved, which didn't bother her a bit. And so she sat and she thought for hours on end, and said, "I'll go to Chase Manhattan, where I got me a friend." And so she borrowed a thou and called TWA and told her mother and dad that she was up and away. "I'm gonna travel the continent a month, maybe two, and haul me home a huzz if it's the last thing I do. You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them ting-a-ling. You gotta ring them bells." She met a Londoner first, but they did not hit it off, 'cause every time he approached, she got a bronchial cough. And so she went to Madrid and met a handsome senor, but he liked to throw the bull and he was no matador. She also bombed out in Brussels, in Mallorca, and Rome, till someone said, "Try Dubrovnik, dear, before you go home, 'cause it's the kind of a town where you'd be likely to fall, and all the cherry cognoscente find the Balkans a ball." You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them ting-a-ling. You gotta ring them bells. And so she went to Dubrovnik, and the very first day she met a guy on the beach who took her reason away. Well, it was love at first sight and such a beautiful scene. She said, "My name is Cheryl DeVore." He said, "I'm Norm Saperstein." She said, "Are you from New York?" He said, "That can't be denied. I've got a swell junior suite at number 5 Riverside." Five? 5 Riverside Drive in New York? That's where you live? 5? That's where I live. Are you sure? As if that wasn't enough, well, Shirley thought she'd gone deaf when he told her his apartment there was 29A. Well, she was E, he was F, and they had not even met until she traveled the world to Yugoslavia. Yet he'd always been right next door, but she might never have known if she hadn't tried Dubrovnik. She might still be alone. Well, there's a moral to learn from little Shirley DeVore, who had to borrow a thou to meet a lover next door. You girls who live in apartments, don't just stare at the wall.